You're listening to Of Note on KUIF Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Katie Hendrickson, celebrating children and music this hour on Of Note right here on KUIF Public Radio. Storybook Strings. They're a string quartet that sets music to storybooks and performs those pieces, and they came into the studio to perform for me. I'm really excited to bring that to you. They perform all over the listening area in libraries and schools. They have a performance coming up this Sunday at All Saints Episcopal Church on 406 West Central Avenue in Bentonville. It's a free concert that starts at 5 p.m. It's an APO summer concert series. Right before that, there is an ice cream social at the Walmart Museum on the Bentonville Square from 3 to 4:30, where you can talk to members of the APO all about the upcoming season. Now, Storybook Strings was founded by Elizabeth Lyon, who's the concertmaster at the Fort Smith Symphony. The ensemble currently also features Krista Mays, viola, Jenny Castillo, violin, Dan Mays, cello, and Jim Lloyd, who serves as the narrator and also a vocal percussionist. We'll hear some of that vocal percussion coming up later on in today's Of Note. Right now, let's hear a little more about how Storybook Strings was started.
Well, Storybook Strings is basically an idea that I had about 2 years ago. I had my son. I became a mother 3 years ago. And of course, when you have a baby, you're constantly making up little songs to sing to him and reading him books and things like that. And so what I decided to do was try to put those two things together, the children's literature and the homemade music. I had already been doing some outreach performances for the symphonies that I perform in. Schools and libraries, things like that. So it seemed like starting with a string quartet would be a good way to found the group, and then all we had to do was find somebody to read the books.
The stories, there's stories that you've put along with the music. So tell me about the one that you're performing here in the studio, what that story is and how that all came together.
There's a book we do called You and Me by Martine Kindermans. And we actually wrote the music for that long before we ever chose the book, because the music is based on a lullaby that I invented for my son. Now, I'm not a singer, but most mothers aren't, and so we just embrace the way that we sound, and our kids seem to like it, so we do it anyway. But the lullaby goes, little man, little man, little dove, little piglet, you are mommy's boy. Little man, little man, little naked mole rat, little squeaky wheel, and mommy loves you. So what we did is we took that melody and then we added, you know, the sound of a rocking chair in the viola part. We added the sound of a quiet baby breathing slowly as he falls asleep. We put a bass line in there, and then all we had to do was choose the book.
Talk a little bit about putting together stories and music and the power of putting together stories and music and what that can do for children and engaging children.
Kids just love stories. They love to hear what's happening. And, you know, if you can imagine our lives without a soundtrack, you know, like, where do we go? What do we hear? Whether you get in an elevator or go anywhere, there's music. Music is in everything all around us. And so what Elizabeth has done in composing these songs to be the soundtrack for the stories, it really brings them alive. It makes it a lot more fun so that they can really imagine what's happening more than just in their head, but it, you know, imagine a movie without the sound, without having the background that you're hearing there. It's just not at all the same thing, you know.
That's Storybook Strings inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. You're listening to Of Note on KUIF Public Radio. I'm Katie Hendrickson. Thanks so much for joining me. Storybook Strings will be performing this Sunday as part of the APO Summer Concert Series. They'll be giving a free concert 5 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 406 West Central Avenue in Bentonville. Right before that, there's an ice cream social from 3 to 4:30 on the Bentonville Square at the Walmart Museum with members of the APO. So it's a fun opportunity to bring your kiddos out and listen to, get some ice cream first and then listen to some music that's made specifically for kids. Let's listen now to one of their arrangements. This is a piece that was set to the story You and Me. The arrangement was written by Elizabeth Lyon. This is performed by Storybook Strings right inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio here at KUAF.
You and Me by Martine Kindermans. All we need is you and me. To be as happy as can be. And no matter where we go, I will always love you so. Could cross the world so wide. To see what's on the other side. We could travel the sea's bright sands. We could climb the highest lands. Or rest beneath the tallest tree, still all we'd need is you and me. We could lie upon the prairie grass, or travel up a mountain's pass. And no matter what we meet, we'll always land upon our feet. We are dear and trusted friends, and I will help you home again. And on coming home, you'd know that no matter where we go, all we need is you and me to be as happy as can be.
The ensemble Storybook Strings here inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. That's an original arrangement to the book You and Me, performed by Storybook Strings. You're listening to Of Note on KUAF Public Radio. I'm Katie Hendrickson. Thanks so much for joining me. Now, Storybook Strings will be playing a free concert this Sunday at All Saints Episcopal Church, 406 West Central Avenue in Bentonville, 5 p.m. The ensemble has played all across our listening area in libraries and schools, so they have a lot of stories about the fun interactions they have with kids on these performances.
One of the stories that we do is called Wiggle. And really, we always put it about halfway through our entire set.
It's a seventh inning stretch, really.
It really.
Everyone needs to wiggle.
And we stand up, and I get to be the total goof. Like, it's not different than any normal day. And it really is this kind of. It's got this kind of kinky jazz feel. It's really nice.
Boogie woogie, yeah.
Boogie woogie, yeah. The whole line is. Do you wiggle with? And we try to get the kids involved, and some of them will just stare at you like, what? I'm not going to do this. You've got me
like
standing,
it.
But this is it. Then there is always that one kid who's like, I'll do it. I'll wiggle. Oh, he wiggled his bottom. But when we were at the Farmington Public Library.
They were really into it.
Not just the kids, but also the grown-ups.
Yes, the entire crowd. The kids,
a great time.
The adults. It really was a great time. And they would wiggle. Wouldn't you wiggle with your breakfast? It might wind up on your head. And there's a picture of a dog flipping flapjacks. And the kids laugh at it, and they'll wiggle. And oh, man, they're set up for it.
That's the narrator and rhythmic vocalist for the ensemble Storybook Strings. You're listening to Of Note on KUAF Public Radio. I'm Katie Hendrickson. Thanks so much for joining me. A very special Of Note today with special guest Storybook Strings inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Now, Jim Lloyd does rhythmic vocals, and I was really excited to hear them performed in the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Well, he was doing the rhythmic, the percussion, vocal percussion with a song that you may recognize. If you have a young child, it's hard to escape. There have been parodies on this and all sorts of things. Let It Go from Frozen. Well, they play Frozen, they play the arrangement in the Furman Garner Performance Studio of Let It Go. And I was curious how this came to be.
That was by popular request. Actually, I've only seen the movie one time, but my son, who just turned 3 last Friday, sings that song constantly. It took me a while to figure out that that's what he was singing, but that's indeed the song. And he and so many other kids that listen to us wanted to hear it, and so we are giving it to them. Now, the best part of Let It Go when we perform it, though, is really Jim and what he does with his voice.
Elizabeth Lyon, founder and violinist and arranger of the Songs for Storybook Strings, the ensemble that stopped in the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk to me all about the ensemble and to play some of their music. Well, let's get to some more of that music right now. You're listening to Of Note on KUAF Public Radio. I'm Katie Hendrickson. Now, I never, ever have had a chance to have a vocal percussionist perform for me inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Not only did he do that, well, it's to Let It Go from Frozen. Now, as a witness to what was going on, I can see how much energy it takes for the vocal percussionist Jim Lloyd to do this with his voice with the string ensemble. If you'd like to catch this ensemble in action performing Let It Go, well, they have a free concert Sunday evening at All Saints Episcopal Church, 406 West Central Avenue in Bentonville, 5 p.m. It's part of the APO Summer Concert Series. There's also an ice cream social at the Walmart Museum on the Bentonville Square prior to that from 3 to 4:30. A fun opportunity to bring your kiddos out, enjoy some ice cream and classical music. Well, let's listen now to the Storybook Strings arrangement of Let It Go featuring the vocal percussion of Jim Lloyd. This is a performance from right here in the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Thank you.
Definitely a first for me. That was a vocal percussionist in the Furman Gardner Performance Studio along with the string quartet, that Storybook Strings, performing their original arrangement of Let It Go from the movie Frozen. You're listening to Of Note on KUAF Public Radio. I'm Katie Hendrickson. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm gonna have to ask Kyle Kellums if there's ever been a rhythmic vocalist in the Furman Gardner Performance Studio. That probably has, but I've never heard it. So I hope you enjoyed that performance. Now you can listen to them perform that live this weekend, Sunday evening at All Saints Episcopal Church in Bentonville. That's a free concert, 5 p.m., part of the APO Summer Concert Series. There's an ice cream social at the Walmart Museum on the Bentonville Square prior to that, starting at 3 o'clock. Now, I might add, if you'd like to know more about Storybook Strings, they do have a Facebook page called Storybook Strings. If you search Storybook Strings, it will come up. They have a website, storybookstrings.com, and they're on Twitter now. That's StoryBStrings. A lot of ways for you to check out Storybook Strings, and they're doing so much to bring enjoyable music to kids, get them interested in and engage them with stories and music. It's such a fun concept, and I can't wait to bring my daughter Adele